O come, O come, Emmanuel. And so we go into prayer and meditation affirming that phrase, Emmanuel, God with us. Not just around us, but with us, residing deep within our own hearts. We are the miracle of Christmas. And so we move into prayer, and we move into a quiet time to listen to that still small voice that reminds us exactly of that. Now is the time to celebrate Christmas. Because that Christmas miracle is never ending, never ceasing. It is constantly ongoing. And if we could just put everything else aside, at least sometimes, and forego the worries and the concerns and the fears, at least sometimes, we can become more understanding. We can become more aware that deep within us resides a truth, a reality, a reason for bright lights and decorations and for singing and for celebrating and for living the life in the abundance and splendor and joy that God, as Spirit, as Father, as Divine Mind, as Eternal Love, holds for each and every one of us. Jesus said, I came so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. This is still yet another phrase that summarizes the miracle of Christmas. And this is a prayer, a wish, a wanting that is held for each and every one of us. And so we go still deeper and we try to listen even harder to drown out all of the noise in our lives, so that we can hear the message of how greatly we are held, how precious we are in the eyes of Spirit, how much we are loved, because we too, in our very essence, we are love itself. And so I invite you now at this time, let's just take some moments and listen into silence. And dwell on the miracle of Christmas deep within each and every one of us. And now, as you are ready, I call you out of a deep meditative state. Invite you to again become aware of your immediate surroundings, wherever you may be, in your living rooms, in your bedrooms, your kitchen, wherever you may be participating in this service. And as you open your eyes and see everything again, may you see it in a whole different light. May you see it in a light of everything that we built, everything that we create is a Christmas decoration of sorts. It's a manifestation of our own creative abilities, part of what we share as spiritual beings having this human experience. And so it's cause for caroling, it's cause for singing, it's cause for dancing, because it's all based in a deep inner knowing that the peace that we always speak about at Christmas time is a reality that is open to each and every one of us. And if ever we need to get reminded about this, what Christmas is all about, what we are all about, we can always return and listen to the still small voice within. And so for this opportunity this morning to come together, to pray together, to be together, to witness the Christmas miracle in ourselves and one another, we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Amen.